Welcome to another episode of Rodis Live. Let's get it.
They call him punt, the wild foul guy. Punt, the wild foul guy. They call him Rock the Rodis.
They call him
the wild foul guy.
They call him
Rock the Rodis.
They call him
the wild foul guy.
They call him
punt.
I've been drinking light, so I'm kind of fucked up. I've been drinking light, so I'm kind of fucked up. I'm used to the dark. I need that Henny in my cup. I need that Henny in my cup. I need that Henny in my cup. I've been drinking light, so I'm kind of fucked up. I've been drinking light, so I'm kind of fucked up. I've been drinking light, so I'm kind of fucked up. I'm used to the dark, I need that Henny in my cup. Hennessy drank from plastic, set on fire is classic. My preference is on the rocks with cranberry. A fly chick, good conversation, chillaxing. Keen intelligence with elegance. We both responsible, tapped and blessed the bottle. Lounging in a Lexus, lamping till tomorrow. Sipping because we're connoisseurs of the taste. Not drinking away our sorrows at the bottom of the bottle. Me and mine ghost in each other's time. Mellowed out, lips locked and intertwined at the same time. We co-aesthetic like the mix in the cup. The look in your eyes, mine saying what's up. Smooth, don't wanna mess up the mood. Let's bend on the block for some Caribbean food. So relaxed, feeling this quality time. The beige fluid got me massaging your mind. We on the same plane in the same lane. Don't want this feeling to end, when can we do it again? Whoever thought a spark could ignite from the dark? Going out on a lark, holding hands in the park. You a class act, I'm feeling your swag. From the beige fluid, concealed in this bag. Henny hun, Henny hun. To the dark, I need that Henny in my cup. I need that Henny in my cup. I need that Henny in my cup. I've been drinking light, so I'm kind of fucked up. I've been drinking light, so I'm kind of fucked up. I've been drinking light, so I'm kind of fucked up. I'm used to the dark. I need that Henny in my cup. I need that Henny in my cup. I need that Henny in my cup.
Welcome to Rodis Live. I'm your host, Rodis. I want to thank everybody for pulling up to the show, and I appreciate the constant support. Y'all can follow me at Linktree/Rodis. That's where all my links are. That's where you can follow the podcast on all streaming platforms, or you can either go to www.rodisonline.net. That's where I have audio and video of the episode sometimes. So I want to shout out my sponsor, DistroKid. So go to distrokid.com/VIP7968392. And get 7% off if you make music. You know, DistroKid, they got a good annual price. Use my code and go ahead and get your music out there to the world. When the people speak, I listen. I listen. So I want to ask the people, am I clear to you? Am I clear? How my sound sound? Is my sound all right? I just want to know. I just want to know, you know. All right, cool. Hey, I appreciate the heads up on that. Shout out to King Jern for bringing that to my attention. This week on live with Big Smash from Bet the House. I appreciate you. All right, so I want to let everybody know for the whole month of November and maybe 1 week of December, I did my first episode of the pod tape. Shout out to Max from the Wolf Pussy Monologue podcast, J.I. from West Virginia Commonplace, and Jay from Mind Triggers, always in the background. That was the first episode of the pod tape. It got a lot of views, a lot of people feeling the pod tape idea and method. You know, I just thought I'd bring something new and interesting to podcasting to let y'all, my listeners, know who I listen to. And it's a form of cross promotion for everybody. So here's some of the podcasters and podcast episodes or shows you could check out or be expecting. The Wrestling Discussion Podcast and Inspiring Discussions Podcast, hosted by Ashley Janae. Conversations with Lamp, hosted by James Lampkin. Too Much Game Podcast by Uncle Dolomite. Lost Speaks Podcast, hosted by Terrell Lawson and Nora. The Mama Life Podcast, hosted by The Haitian Mama. The Cognac Room, hosted by Jay Christian. Bet the House Podcast, hosted by Big Smash and the lovely Miss Shantae. Pot and Save Our Marriage, hosted by King and Queen Germ. 12 Cal of the 12 Cal Podcast. Shan from She Gets It Podcast. Also, Styles from the Brunch Hour Podcast. A More Than 92 Podcast, hosted by Harrison. The Cool Out Corner, hosted by Pork L and Mini Meeks, and more. So the whole month of November is all about the pod tape. I'm going to be mixing up the episodes so you can get a variety of comedy, seriousness, intellectual thinking. I'm going to mix it up so you'll get a little bit of everything. And these are some of the shows that I listen to, and I highly recommend them. I'm going to put it together the best way that I can. You know, the Ride or Slide way. But all of the content and messages are strictly from these unique, dope podcasters. So like I said earlier, this episode is dedicated to my daughter, T. Tenney, my firstborn, my first supporter. That song that I played, Beige Fluid, she happened to be at that studio session, and I'm going to play another song later on in the episode called Loose Squares. She really liked that joint, so those are the two joints that's going to be on the episode. It's going to be more detail, and I actually got a song that, well, not a song, but like an acapella. My daughter was 6, and my niece was 4. I got them in the studio spitting and kicking rhymes, so y'all can look forward to that in this episode. So let's get it. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. My baby, that's what's poppin'. Scorpio, that's what's poppin'. Proud dad, that's what's poppin'. Love, that's what's poppin'. Twinning, that's what's popping. Great America in a studio, that's what's popping. Coyote Fowl's Turn Up Edition host, that's what's popping. Coyote Fowl Spitters Edition, that's what's popping. Hosting all the major shows, that's what's popping. My heart, that's what's popping. High vibrations, that's what's popping. Happy birthday, that's what's popping. Triana and Monet out of Riders Live, what's popping artists of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
We are the girls. Triana Tennille, yo, what's the deal?
Bingo, what's his name, oh?
Triana Tennille, yo, what's the deal?
Bingo, what's his name, oh?
Triana Tennille, yo, what's the deal?
Bingo, what's his name, oh?
Triana Tennille, yo, what's the deal?
Bingo, what's his name, oh? Freestyling at 3, now I'm flowing at 6. Put me on the track with Kelly and Sticks. I bring it to you, even though I'm little. At my granny's jumping rope, eating Skittles. Get lessons daily from Miss Thompson Bay. Jumping rope with Bobby and Monet. And I'm just cool, Monet tell.
Cool, elegant legs like the young. Cool, elegant legs like the young. Cool, elegant legs like the young. The girls, the girls, the girls. Cool, elegant legs like the young. Cool, elegant legs like the young. Cool, elegant legs like the young. The girls, the girls, the girls. Cool, elegant legs like the young. Cool, elegant legs like the young. Cool, elegant legs like the young. The girls, the girls, the girls. I'm Trey, I'm Biz, and we out. Peace. Peace. Peace.
Yeah, that was my daughter Treaty and my niece Monet when they was like 4 and 6. They recorded it at the studio in Great America. When we was walking around the amusement park, my daughter punched me in the stomach when they heard they self in the amusement park. My niece was happy, but my daughter was upset. Unfortunately, the song is not available on all streaming platforms, but it is available right now on Riders Live. Yeah. Yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, this episode is about my daughter, my firstborn. She means so much to me. So she was born October 26, 1994. She's a young adult, But as you could tell from the cover of this episode, she looked like she about 15 or 16. I guess that's them good genes from me and her mom. You can see we twinning on the cover. She's so beautiful. I love her. But during the early days, I was in the Marines. And to be honest, this was my first real long distance relationship. You know, and it was actually a different kind of love. Because it was something that I made, somebody I cared for, somebody I loved. So when I was in the military, I hadn't seen her for a long time after she was born. So maybe 2 weeks after she was born, that's when I actually got to see her. And she was so quiet. You know, most of the time she just slept. You know, I get her when I go home and I spend much time with her as I can. She'll be asleep most of the time. You know how kids are, after you feed them, they go to sleep or whatever. But, you know, I always talk to her. I play music around her. And, man, I was just so happy and so proud. You know, I knew she could feel my presence. So that's what mattered. I missed the first steps because I was away on deployment, and that was really tough. But, you know, having my mom and her mom tell me the things she do and her mannerisms and everything, man, I was just so happy and touched. I do remember her first words.
No!
You know, that's all she said was no. But I wonder, like, man, what I do to make you feel like this?
No.
But her other grandmother, she told me that she'll tell her that, you know, I'm gonna get your daddy to whoop you if you don't do what I say or whatever. So I could imagine why she'd be saying
no.
You know what I'm saying? So I do remember her starting school. She went to preschool, and child development is important early, you know, 0 to 5. But she started kindergarten, I want to say at 4 or 5. No, 4. She went to Catholic school, and they took her early. And, you know, she went with my younger sisters. They're around the same age, and they all got along, and it's just crazy how, you know, the time just went by. But most importantly, my daughter, she was my studio rappy. So I'm gonna back up a little bit. You know, even though she used to say no, I used to have a BMW 318i, like a 1985 BMW, and I'd be playing the Clue tapes, and I'd be bumping them, and she'd just be reciting the words to all the songs. I'm talking about DMX, Stop Being Greedy, before he came out. You know, on the mixtapes, everything come out early, so I'd be bumping a little Black Rob, a little DMX, a little Cormega, whoever was coming out, Murder Mace, The Lox, you name it. You know, I was bumping it on the doo-wop tapes, the Clue tapes. So that'll give you a good idea around the time frame it was. You know, cell phones wasn't really big at that time, because we're talking like 96, 97. You know what I'm saying? But my daughter, she was my rappy. Like, even I used to take her to the studio with me when I would record, because I have her with me, you know? She'd be paying attention to the sessions. If I wasn't recording something right, you know, she'd add her 2 cents and tell me to go back. You know, she wasn't too much vocal around a lot of people, but she'd let me know from her body language. She'd point, like, you know, go back and do it over. You could do it better. Not only rap, you know, she listened to R&B, like the vintage stuff, like whatever grandmothers listen to, like Marvin Gaye, all the Dusties and everything. She sung those too. What else? My daughter wasn't really into sports, but, you know, she could play. She could play basketball. A student. She could rap, as y'all heard right there. She was embarrassed because I played it in front of the whole Six Flags Great America. But my niece, shout out Monet, she was happy. So spending time with my daughter, we developed a bond that's still lasting to this day. She comfortable talking to me about young men and everything. I was her first date, taking her to McDonald's or going to a water park or anything. I always talked to her and dropped gems and told her things that probably wouldn't have been appropriate. You know, I always broke it down where she could understand about boys and all type of things about life, anything. My kids, I always told them, don't be afraid to ask me anything, you know? So she was there for my early sessions. And even later on in life, like as a teen and grown, you know, I always, before I drop any music or anything, I always send it to her and run it by her so she could check it out. But most importantly, I'm proud of her as a young adult, how she is in life. I'm not a grandfather. She's not on Instagram, all inappropriate, you know, revealing her body or no stuff like that. You know, she's a strong young lady, and she's very articulate, smart, and witty. So some of the qualities and talents that my daughter got, she is real funny. She's real funny and real serious at the same time. She can make people laugh. If I didn't know no better, or if they had somebody running for president of the Scorpios, she'd be the president. You know, she a true Scorpio. She didn't want to go to college. So she got more of like a trade mentality. So she A+ certified through Google, and she got a massage therapy license. So that's what she do. What else? Oh, back to the music, back to the rap stuff. So I came out with 2 mixtapes. You know, they was like compilation mixtapes. It was the Coyote Files Turn Up Edition and the Coyote Files Spitters Edition. She actually hosted those mixtapes when she was a younger adult. And also, like, when I have shows or book a bigger artist, she'll host the shows. And even when she was younger, she was around famous people like R. Kelly, Boone Gotti, like any artist that I've come across, she's actually been there. And like, she know them, they know her. So it's not no type of groupie element to her, which I'm proud of. She love herself, I love her. And man, I'm just proud, I'm just happy. So the reason why I'm doing this episode is because it's her birthday, October 26th. She means so much to me. Like, we got empathy, we got a strong connection. Like, if I have an expression or I'm feeling a certain way, she could say it or ask me how I'm feeling, or she'll just know. Whether it's on the phone, whether, you know, it's in person. I just love this girl. I love this girl. I love her humor. I'm so proud of her. You know, that's just what it is. So I thought I'd do this episode, you know, just to, man, show that I love my daughter. I love her. I love her. Some of her milestones, I just wanted to share them. I'm proud of the young adult that she's turned out to be. She's very successful and smart, clever, witty. Man, happy birthday, Tenny. Happy birthday. So, yeah. Man, I can't believe, man, where did the time go? Where did the time go? Where did the time go? So I want to ask everybody, like, how do you feel about your firstborn? You know? Do you have a connection with your firstborn? You know, what was it like? What were some of your struggles? What were some of your obstacles being a parent when you had your first child? I want to know. So this has been another episode of Riders Live. Happy birthday, Treaty. Peace. You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store. And you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you. We dropping a mic on Riders Live. Almost forgot my main reason for doing this episode. And it's because my daughter shares so many birthdays with nieces and cousins. So my niece Leilani, my niece Shanika, my cousin Jamila, they all share a birthday with my daughter. And my daughter has always been uptight because she had to share this birthday with other people, other family members, of course, other people around the world. But she like, man, why I can't get a day, you know, by myself? But I guess it's just like that. And another thing is my wife's birthday is the 29th. My mother-in-law's birthday is the 29th. The Scorpios, they deep like savages in my family, one way or another. That's just how it is. But that's the main reason why I did this episode, so my daughter could have a little exclusivity, you know. So I just want to thank everybody for listening to the show. The pod tape will be dropping every week during the month of November. November 3rd will be the first episode of the pod tape. And I think it'll carry over to maybe the first week of December. I'm not sure. Other than that, I'll probably drop a pod tape episode moving forward in the future. Maybe like once every 3 months, something like that. You know, because I don't want to wear it out. Maybe if it's some new podcast or new podcasters that I come across, I'll probably do a pod tape episode every quarter. But I just want to say I'm thankful for all the podcasters who participating in this pod tape series that I'm dropping. It's going to really be something different, and I hope everybody like it. You know, we just going to pod tape out. We out of here with Loose Squares. Peace.
Loose squares, 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 loose squares. A good girl gone bad, a daddy she never had. Street smarts, wisdom blessed with a body that's bad. The vapors fiending with a fetish to touch paper. Moms are alcoholic, street niggas is pulling capers. A queen do what a queen do, formed her own crew. Strategically mapping out what to do, minus what goons do. Pell Grants College, fine-tuned the knowledge. Chisel muscle on a man in the streets that was brawling. The logic he's mine, get him some tight vines. Molded in a design, everything'll be fine. A frog is a frog, unlimited kisses. My advice, princess, keep your kisses. Selective memory, this nigga's a mastermind. You put him back on, cause it's tax time. Never forget the same cat made you lose your job. He's living in the essence, should've been a blowjob. What you
You heard about Chirac, nigga, it's real. Egg day in the field, I put it on King Neal. Shakers and movers, descendants of Larry Hoover. School truants, fluent, won't hesitate to move ya. Off the blocks where they clock, non-stop. Soft and hard, some soft, some hard, all smart. Never test them dolo or deep with the squad. No hope cards, sleeping on them's like a mirage. 90% of the little homies are emotionally scarred. Quick to reach inside their garments and tear you apart. They gangsters, these shorties really rep for the set. Won't hesitate to change you with a 9 or a tech. The game is survival, the kids respect. The youngest is OGs, now they running the sets. No value for life, so they like fuck death. The game of the stretch, so they repping the death.